You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. The people you're going to hear from next sound like they lived Nancy Schlossberg's advice. In fact, there's a growing group of Americans who don't want a retirement of golf and grandchildren. They're joining the Peace Corps. Right now, about 7% of Peace Corps volunteers are over 50, and Peace Corps wants to see that double. They're partnering with AARP to draw volunteers who have something that most people right out of college don't. Experience. Rosemary and John Botcher thought about maybe volunteering in the 1970s when they were in their 20s, but they never got around to it. But after visiting their daughter, who was a volunteer in Guatemala, they decided they could do it too, in Paraguay in 2011, when they were both in their late 60s. Rosemary is a retired chemist, and John is a retired environmental attorney.
Okay, well, this is my wife, Rosemary.
This is my husband, John.
I retired in 2005. Rosemary retired a little bit earlier.
And we've been married 47 years.
That's correct. Yes. And I served in the Peace Corps in Paraguay in 2011 to 2013. I am now 71 years old.
And I'm 72 years old.
And she served with me in the Peace Corps.
It was just a grand adventure. I just wanted to do something different because, just lying about when you're retired can get pretty boring pretty fast.
We retired several years ago, but we went in the Peace Corps after retirement.
And it's also good for your brain to have new adventures, especially learning a new language, which is difficult at our age.
It's not easy to go down there, particularly the language. It is difficult to learn a new language at any age.
Baby boomers, people who are retiring now, they have a lot to offer to other people in the world because we have so much experience in actually doing what our degree trained us to do. Paraguay, like many countries that Peace Corps serves, has a different attitude toward older people. Older people are revered, really. They're considered to be a fountain of wisdom, and Paraguayans are very kind to older people and pay attention to them and believe that they have valuable information to share. So that's in the States, that's not so true.
One thing I was impressed with immediately was how happy the locals were with nothing. That they were quite content and very busy and had very good lives.
Life was simpler, and I liked the simpler life, and I got used to it, except for no air conditioning. That was hard to get used to. But
you don't need fancy computers. You don't need expensive televisions. You don't need a big flat-screen television. You can get by with a small television.
It really doesn't take many things to be happy.
I think the biggest reward I had was toward the end of my service, watching Ronnie out there teaching other people how to do good agricultural techniques.
There's a great joy in helping other people have a better life. There's nothing that brings me more pleasure than that.